Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Authorities in Indiana said the woman who got in touch with the parents of a girl who's been missing since 1986, saying she might be their daughter, was in fact carrying out a hoax. I don't know if you heard this story, but it's just, it says it all. It's emotionally exhausted the family. Police said the woman who got in touch with the parents of Shannon Marie Sherrill was in fact Donna Walker. It wasn't the missing girl at all. They've issued an arrest warrant charging her with identity deception, a felony, and with false informing. They're looking for this Walker woman now. Indiana State Police Sergeant said the hoax was cruel. It is emotionally, physically, and exhausted, mentally exhausted the missing girl's family. The police have, they have no understanding as to what motivated this Walker woman. Jeff Dowder is on the line with us from Pasadena. Jeff is with an organization called the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. You are involved with missing kids?
That's correct.
And what is your take on someone that would do something like this? Apparently the police believe this woman got information off the internet, found out the home number of these people, and called them up and just perpetrated this hoax.
Well, first of all, Phil, we do have a statement we want to make on behalf of the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. The woman that was arrested today, Donna Walker, was not associated, nor was she acting on behalf of our organization. Our purpose has always been and will always be to keep the memory of missing children alive in the minds of their parents. This Donna Walker, by all accounts, was an individual working alone and was not using any prescribed methods of remembrance charted by the National Remembrance Clearinghouse.
All right. Now, your organization, you say, keeps alive the memory of missing kids?
That's correct.
How?
Well, it's a good question, Mr. Henry, and this is how we differ from this woman and perhaps other organizations. We place calls to the homes of families who have had a child go missing every year or two, generally on the anniversary of the child being missing. Our method is very straight ahead. Generally, people answer the phone. My name is Jeff Dowder. I'm with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. According to our records, we want to remind you that your son or your daughter or your wife or whoever went missing on this date.
So you're calling people up to remind them that people that they love, they're missing?
Yes, sir.
Well, why is that necessary? Because I would imagine had I lost a loved one, I would never, that not a day would go by.
Well, it's a good question, but what we found, if we could just back up a little bit, what we do is we want to remind the parents that their kid's missing.
And I understand that, but if I'd lost a child, I don't think a day would go by that I wouldn't know.
That's interesting, but what we have found is a lot of these crisis counselors, and I don't know if you know about them or not, but they have crisis counselors, and a lot of their work is very well received, but we've found that they're numbing people. See, when you go to a crisis counselor, the whole purpose is to forget what is hurting you. And that's the biggest danger. If you forget, if you get numbed out to the point where your child's missing, but it's, you know, I'm not going to say it's cool, but it's just sort of not that bad no more, then you may stop looking or you may slide back. And then the likelihood of them being found is very straight.
All right. This woman placing this phony phone call was trying to remind their family. Is that what you're saying?
I don't condone her method, but it's possible she was trying to remind them that their daughter was missing.
The lady placing the phony phone call?
Yes, sir.
It couldn't be just... Okay. And so they're reminded. They're not only reminded, these people were emotionally...
Yeah, because it is. It's...
I mean, the police say that this family was emotionally exhausted and very much just traumatized by this woman's call.
No, well, it's very. If you've forgotten that your child's missing and somebody calls up and says, you know, hello, you're gonna all of a sudden go through what we call stage 2-3 of trauma renewal or awareness renewal, and that is when you've gotten into a comfort level. When my kid wandered away from the car, or he's missing, or you know, well, that's okay. I guess I'll just have another kid or whatever I'm gonna do, and then someone reminds you. Yeah, the kid's missing. You go through stage 1 trauma renewal awareness, where everything about it is you remember about it, and then you're like, oh yeah, you know, and you do go through a lot of the trauma.
We're talking to Jeff Dowder with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. His organization calls the families of children who went missing to remind them that their kids are missing. Now, anybody who hears that is going to think it's crazy to think that people will forget that their kid is missing. But you say crisis counselors, today's instant therapy, helps people forget their pain and thus forget their kid is missing.
They don't 100% forget the kid's missing, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. So that when they realize that the kid, when we call them up, and I'll say, hello, this is Jeff Downer, I'm with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. According to our records, we want to remind you that your son or your daughter went missing on this day in 1993, and you can hear them almost just, you know, and it all comes back to them. And it's like very emotional. And this is also a little bit of an embarrassment because the family has to admit that they forgot the child's missing, and that's sometimes will traumatize the family a lot too.
And you're not telling me the Cheryls, the people that this woman, this hoax phone call?
I don't know about them. I'm just saying, you call them up, and they'll just be all blown away because you reminded them that their kid's missing, and then they'll also be embarrassed. And I've heard people say it's kind of embarrassing because I forgot. And to me, it is unbelievable a family going to forget a kid's missing, but they've had so much therapy that the pain's not there.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The story today about this woman pretending to be the missing daughter of this family, calling them, and then it turns out she's just a phony baloney. We're talking with Mr. Downer of the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. You call people to remind them that their kid is missing because of the therapy that these people have helps them forget.
That is correct.
But you've also made the statement that perhaps this woman, that's what this woman was doing.
It's possible that this woman was with another remembrance clearinghouse of some kind and called up to say, you know, your kid's missing, or I don't know how she did it. I don't approve of her methods. I don't think it's right. But we have a need in this country, Mr. Henry. We have a need to call up parents to remind them that their children are missing and that they need to remember that. Otherwise, they're going to, you know, forget it. I guess, you know, it's the best way to put it.
If they don't remember it, they're going to forget it.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we do is we call them up and we say, your kid's missing, and you might want to just sort of get up and do something about it because it's been a few years.
Get up and do something about it. Do you ever have people hang up on you, or?
Oh, we have that all the time, but because the numbers are in the database, we do call back.
So they hang up and you call them back?
Oh, yeah.
So there, you say your kid has been missing, and we're just reminding that your kid's missing, and they'll hang up on you, and you call back and say what?
Well, we'll try to be kind. We'll say, look, you can hang up on me if you want to, but it's not going to help you out or nothing, because the kid's still missing. And they get the picture pretty readily. But for me, it's a work of love and something I like to do to remind these parents. It's something I have a smile on my face at the end of the day that I've called up people and said, you know, I know you're making a lot of money. I know you're fat right now and life's fat. But, you might want to think a little bit about the kid that's missing.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Families who have children that are missing, they are reminded that the child is missing. And I imagine these are kids that have been missing for a lot of years.
That is correct, yeah. And a lot of these families need to be reminded even if the kids have been missing just a couple of months or something.
All right, let's go over to Leslie. Leslie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
I don't mean to get so aroused at this, but, you know, why don't they just solicit these people as soon as the child is missing and ask if they want to be put on a list of to be reminded?
Oh, we could send it through the mail, but we think the personal touch is a lot better when you reach out for the personal touch.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I hope I never have a child go missing, but I don't need someone like you to call me, and if I decide that I want to block it out of my mind, not out of my heart so much, but out of my mind, what right do you have to call me unsolicited to remind me?
Well, it's a very
good question.
It's a good question. I'd just say, Leslie, I would call you up, and I'd say, I know maybe you've wanted to put it out of your mind, but you might want to, you know, I use colloquial terms. You might want to move your butt and get out and do something, you know, instead of just sitting there and doing nothing. But you wouldn't want a friendly reminder, you know? Just
no, I would not. If my child is missing for 30 years,
right.
And I'm maybe 80 years old now.
What are you doing
about
it?
You think I need some idiot to call me up to tell me my child is missing?
Well, ma'am,
no, thank you.
Well, ma'am, you call me an idiot, but you're the one that lost the kid, see? So
wait a minute. You don't have any right to invade my home.
Well, that
I think that's a very good point.
Well, that is a good point, but
you are invading my home. I did not solicit your call.
Right. But all I'm saying
is you have no right. That's not your chosen right.
What if I just simply call up and in a very friendly way said, "Hey Leslie, you might want to just get up off your can today and go out and look for your kid." Or something
no,
like that.
I don't want that phone call because, can I tell you, as a parent, I would have exhausted all efforts to try and find my child.
Now, one of the things in your brochure says we like to call on the birthday of the child. Why?
Because that gets a little bit more. If we call when the kid's birthday, the kid's been missing, say, for 10 years, we call on their birthday, it gets people, it motivates them a little bit. See, number one, the thing we're trying to do is get these parents to, you know, put down the TV remote. Put down the bowl of chili, get up off their butt, and go out and look for their kid. I mean, what's the big thing with that?
After 20 years, where would you suggest they start?
Wherever they lost them. I mean, start at the mall.
30 years ago, I lost my kid at the mall.
I'm not going to waste another minute on you, but
but I mean, it's your kid that's missing, not mine, and I'm just... Our main purpose is for the good of the child. We're trying to help
You're not doing anything for the good of the child. Not one iota. The police have done it. They've looked all over, and after 20 or 30 years, unless they find the bones or something, or just some miracle happens,
right.
Reminding them isn't going to bring that child back, sweetheart.
They found that Elizabeth Smart kid. And
Elizabeth
Smart because people kept reminding her parents to keep looking.
You're calling people that could be 30, 10, 20 years, and
When did you lose your kid?
I would be so wrecked.
Did you check under the bed? Did you look? Children can get lost in a lot of places.
Your society are idiots.
You know, ma'am, if you lost your kid, I'd be out looking for him, not calling up a talk show. And so
she didn't say she lost her kid. She is asking you.
But, you know, people get busy with their other children, with soccer and everything else. Your child has gone missing, and you're sitting there not doing nothing about it? That's why we call up these homes and remind people that your kid's missing. He could be locked in an attic. He might be out in the woods. There's a pervert, you know, a pervert lived in down the street. And people forget. Elizabeth Smart was founded because people reminded her parents that they couldn't find her.
Well, Elizabeth Smart was missing for a relatively short time, and it was a national news story.
That's right, but that's what kept it up in the focus. We would have taken over in the Elizabeth Smart case had we one inkling of sense that they were not looking for her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dowder is with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse, an organization that calls the homes of the parents of missing children to remind them after 2 or 3 or 4 years that their child is still missing and that they need to pay a little less attention to themselves and get out there and keep looking for their kid. This is something that he says is needed. Would you need that if you look? I think that if a parent loses a child, that they don't need reminding. Mr. Dowder says that parents sometimes do because they get, after a few months, wrapped up in their own lives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Out of Bounds.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
People who whose children have gone missing, you know, there's a missing child's, a missing person's, there's missing people's bureaus all over the country. Jeff Dowder is with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse for people whose children have gone missing and they might have forgotten that the child... Are you saying that they've literally forgotten?
Well, first of all, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, that...
No, but have they literally forgotten the child is gone?
Because of the modern therapy and because of how selfish a lot of parents are, see, people only have kids as a way to, in many cases, people have kids as a way to enhance their ability to do business. And once they've secured the business deal or whatever, they don't need the kid anymore, and the kid may wander off and they forget.
That people would be that insensitive toward their children is amazing to me, Mr. Dowder.
Well, hold on.
And that we'd need somebody to call us to remind us that our child is missing.
Believe me, Mr. Henry, it may be shocking to you, but the reality is most people whose children are missing forget about it after a while. Because a lot of the times, I'd say in most cases, the children are missing because of the parents. And
how can you say that?
Because the kid went off with a stranger or something. Obviously, they wanted to go off with a stranger and not stay with a... I think that's why parents forget the kid's missing, because they know it's their fault.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dawn. Dawn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I'd like to say to this gentleman, first of all, I did not have a child that was missing.
Oh, that's very fortunate.
But my son
was murdered five years ago. Your son was what?
My son was murdered 5 years ago.
He was what?
Murdered.
Murdered.
Did you call the police?
Obviously.
Obviously, yes.
Okay.
But
well, we can't help you with that, man.
She doesn't want to ask about that.
The poor lady's son was murdered, and she's going to relate a story, correct, Dawn?
Yes.
Okay, dear, go ahead.
Sir, if my son were missing,
I would. The last thing I would need you to do would be to call and remind me. There is not a day, even though my son is dead and I know he's never going to come back, there's still not a day that I don't think of him. And I can't imagine somebody that's missing.
So you don't need to...
Ever forget that their child is missing. You can't forget that that child was ever in your life. And for you to call, especially on that child's birthday, I think is tremendously emotionally cruel to the parents.
If you want to do something
to help these people who have missing children, they don't need reminders that their child is missing. Why don't you join the Adams Wallace Foundation or do something that where you can actively help these people instead of calling them up and putting them through emotional hell?
Well, no, I'm just reminding them that the kid's gone. That's all.
You know what? They don't need you to do that. They don't forget that their child is missing.
A lot of them do.
What makes you think these parents forget?
Mr. Henry, you yourself contribute to a charity called My Friend's Place where the kids go because their parents don't even want them in the house. And so, Mr. Henry...
Okay, if you're talking about...
Yeah, so you wanted to bust on me. You forgot totally about that, didn't you?
Well, you're right. There are some parents that don't want their kids around.
Yeah, and you wanted to bust on me, and you had this lady call in to pretend their kid was murdered to make me feel worse.
Mister, I'm not pretending that my child was murdered. You can look it up. It's a public record. It was in Rylander, Wisconsin. You can look it up anytime you want. Why would I pretend that my child was murdered?
Because Mr. Henry's paying you.
Sir, I would not pay
this lady to come up with a story like that.
I can prove it to you in the court record, sir.
Ma'am, you're one of the 1% that does remember that you're...
No, you know what? I belong to a lot of these support groups, and I have talked to I don't know how many children whose parents of children who were killed or died. You know what? They don't ever forget.
You know what you're saying?
Or missing. Is the parents don't... Are you a parent?
What?
Are you a parent yourself?
In what way?
Are you a father? Do you have a child?
I don't know what you mean.
Are you a father? Do you have a child?
No, ma'am, I don't. No.
Then how do you know what a parent feels like?
Well, because I'm doing work for my sociology class right now at PCC.
Well, you got a lot of work to go, buddy. If you want to do some work on this end, like I said, join the Adam Walsh Foundation. Get in there behind the lines and talk to some
Adam
of these
Watson,
parents.
Adam
talk
Watson.
To them before
Adam
you
Walsh.
Judge them.
Okay, ma'am. Well, first of all, I want to say how sorry I am that your son's gone. And are you sure he's dead?
Oh, he had a bullet in the head and half of his face, the whole back of his half of his head was missing, sir. Yes, he's
okay.
definitely dead.
And you're pretty sure that...
The lady's sure. Dawn,
sure.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for your call, okay?
All right,
very good
you.
Reminder, the Adam Walsh Foundation. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
Yep. On the line with Jeff Dowder from the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. That lady who we just talked to, her son was murdered.
And I said that we can't help her with that.
No, she didn't want help, but she was saying that parents who are missing children don't need to be remembered or don't need to be reminded.
No, there are some parents. There's a lot of parents, Mr. Henry, and I say this with the greatest respect. I'd say most children that go missing in this country, it's generally the fault of the parents.
Now, how can you say that?
Because if a child runs away from home, they're not happy at their house. If they go away with a stranger, obviously they're looking for something that a parent can't provide. By the same token, parents will kick their kids out of the house and don't want to know. So we get a little bit of a, it's fun for us. We enjoy our job to call up these parents and remind them that their kid is missing and that they may have, you know.
That they might have had something to do with it? But I mean, what if these people are honestly missing the child?
Well, in my experience, that's a very small percentage. Now, we want to ask, right? What we'll do is we'll call up, we ask right away if they're still interested in finding their child. We ask if they've replaced the kid with a new baby because this is a sign that they've forgotten. If you have a baby after your child goes missing, it's a sign you've forgotten. So we remind them. And in so doing, we remind them of their responsibility as parents, which most American parents need.
Man, you've just said a whole lot there that most parents, when their children go missing, they're responsible. That's number one.
That's correct.
Yeah, and number two, you remind parents of their duty toward their children, which they need. And you said you'll call a parent up and say, hey, it's the third year your kid's missing. Why don't you move your ass and go look for them?
That's unfortunately correct, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, a child will wander off if the parent stops being fun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder from the National Remembrance Clearinghouse. Cindy, go ahead.
I think that you have totally lost your mind. You do not call a parent and tell them that, or remind them that their child is missing.
Yeah, I do it every day. That's what the National Remembrance
Clearinghouse. You are very disturbed person.
Why? Because a lot of them, say your kid's been missing for 10 years, and maybe you forgot.
How can you forget? You don't have children. You have no idea what it's like to have children.
Let's say you were mean to your kid and they run away. And then you go to a therapist to try to get over the pain, and they help you forget. Then you forgot, so that's why we call you up and remind you.
You don't forget. And
well,
Very insensitive for you to call and tell somebody to get off of their ass and go find their child.
Why? Why don't they get... Ma'am, you don't have a problem with the dentist calling you up and reminding you of a dental appointment. Why wouldn't you want to be reminded your kid's gone? I think that's pretty shallow of you. I think it's very shallow.
Your teeth are one thing.
Very
your children
shallow.
Are something else. You're shallow.
No, you're shallow. You don't even want to be reminded all the time about the kid?
Well, wait a minute.
My child was lost, and you called me and told me...
Uh-huh.
I would find you and beat you down.
There, see?
How dare
see?
You?
See? You'd
How
look for me, but you wouldn't
you?
Look for your kid. You'd look for me, but not your kid. That's what you said, Mr.
What?
Henry.
You don't look for
Mr.
your
Henry?
Kid.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, I heard her.
You are insane.
Well, I'm the one who called
I would
you.
Hunt for my kid
let's
from now until the day that I die.
All right, I'm going to say something to you, Cindy, and I want to try something because this works a lot of times on a show. It's called psychodrama. Jeff, I want you to pretend you're calling Cindy's house. Okay, let's say your child has gone missing. All right, Cindy?
Okay.
All right, just say, Cindy will say hello, and then I want to hear what your technique is, Jeff, if you wouldn't mind.
I think it's a great way to demonstrate what we do at the National Remembrance Clearinghouse.
All right, so Cindy, just say the word hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jeff Dowder. I'm with the National Remembrance Clearinghouse, and we see, according to our records, that you lost your daughter, went missing 7 years ago. Have you been in touch with the police departments?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And
do they have any indication that the kid is going to be found anytime soon?
Well, they don't know. Do you know?
Okay. What I'd like to suggest to you right now, ma'am, is that instead of sitting around and doing nothing, that you get out and...
Okay, hold on. See, that's right there. That's to me...
What?
That seems a little insensitive.
that I said.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something? You're very shallow, ma'am. You're very shallow.
I'm shallow. How?
Yeah. You sound like Cindy Brady, man. Get out of here. This lady.
All right. Anyway, ma'am, thanks very much. Peter, go ahead. You're
Hello.
On the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir.
Hey, is this guy hearing himself what he's saying? Like, do you actually listen to the words you're saying when you call these people?
Yes, sir, I do. We record, we
get off your
quality
ass.
Control all of our phone calls.
Get off your butt and go look for your kid.
No, I don't literally say that.
You just said it right now.
Well, I was just demonstrating. What I say is...
What do you say?
What I say is, don't you think it'd be a good idea if you maybe got out of the house once in a while to look for the kid?
Okay, now I did. Now, I was just playing along. I did. I canvassed the mall. I canvassed the area. I canvassed the neighborhood. The police
the
had an
neighborhood?
Open file.
Well, the kid can go further. What if he got a bus?
Okay, it's a two-year-old, and he got stolen by a stranger. Now, how long am I supposed to be looking for him?
A two-year-old? Well, by now, he's like 15. So he probably has a driver's license. So he probably is driven away. And that's
I just got to ask you something. Are you doing this because you're a sociology class, right?
Yes, sir.
Would you be doing this if you weren't taking a sociology class, or is it just an experiment for you to find how much you can aggravate and insult and hurt people?
That's a good question.
Like, is it an experiment to see how much I can aggravate people?
And hurt and open wounds that...
But you say, let's just say you lost your kid, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, my name's Jeff Dowder, and see, I'm also very cool with people, Peter, so like, so what's up, you know?
Okay.
What's up? Everything
okay.
Cool? All right.
All right.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
I hear your kid's missing, and I don't know, you know, if you looked or what's up with that?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? Is that exactly how you speak to people?
You said you're taking sociology class. Are you taking an English class? Like, do you understand how to talk to people? Like, you don't just say, what's
Peter,
going on? Are you looking for your kid?
Peter, the first thing we talked about in our sociology class with Dr. Hall is the sight of milk cartons ain't cutting it no more. Parents pay the milk company for putting a kid's picture on a carton, then they forget the kid's even missing.
Do you know that it's also a fact that parents that lose their kids don't change the room? They don't change the kid's room? So that's a constant daily reminder of that the kid's missing?
All of that's
great. To say that their kid is not missing, it's a fact that they do not change one item in that room. So how can you say this?
Not all of them. I know one guy whose kid went missing, and he turned it into a workout room. He put in weights and everything.
Oh,
it's called
God.
Closure.
Well,
it's
you know what?
Closure.
A guy like that.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Not everybody drinks milk, man. And unless people is drinking milk, nobody knows some kid's gone missing. And that's
you have no right. You have no right to call people up and tell them to get off their butt.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
There should be no closure when it comes to a missing dude's kid.
All
right. After 20 years, there's no way
absolutely,
the kid is going to come back.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter, for your call. I think you made a very good point there.
He made a good point. I've been making points. And if the milk goes bad, then the picture goes right in the trash can, too. Think about that. And I know people who keep the milk around just because the picture's on. They go, yeah, I got to remember that kid's missing because the parents don't. And then you go to take a sip of the milk, and it tastes like someone's butt. So the whole...
I got the whole purpose of your company. Good luck. Jeff Dowder. Hey, yeah, it's been 10 years since your kid went missing. Why don't you get off your ass and look for him?